Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 27th of January 2012. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Twitter and Facebook are going to get their own media regulation. Lord Levinson in his inquiry has said that Twitter and Facebook are specialist cases and they should be controlled by media regulation reforms, but they're going to need something that's special and their own because they really don't sit neatly with just controlling the local media like the press. Good God, I think I may have to have a coffee and sit down because that's two people who work in government who said something really sensible associated with technology. Yeah, I'll be back in a moment. The BBC News app is coming to Honeycomb tablets. If you've got a Honeycomb tablet, you'll be very disappointed at the fact that you couldn't get the BBC News app. I love this application. I sit at breakfast every morning in the hotel, and I eat my breakfast, and I read the news. It's a fantastic app. All of you Honeycomb users, you can join me now. HTC is cutting back on its hardware production. It's not going to make anywhere near as many phones as it used to. But the UK chief executive has said, don't worry, it's not that we're cutting back because of recessive factors. It's because we want to make the hardware that we've got really amazing. We're not going to come out with loads and loads of brand new models and just flood the market. We're going to take what we got. We're going to make it work like you wouldn't believe. Huzzah. Well done. Source code theft has happened at Symantec. They got their first suspicions in 2006, but it's been confirmed. Anonymous has posted some of the stuff out online, and Symantec have confirmed, yes, they did take it. They've lost their source code for one of their applications, which means if you're running that application, you're knackered. BlackBerry has had its roadmap leaked. Now, whether it's one of those deliberate leaks or whether it's something that someone's actually sent out as an employee, then we'll have to wait and see. The only problem that you've got is it's not going to inspire you, that's for sure. They're saying that there's going to be a 7-inch 3G playbook release that's going to be coming sometime this year. And then they've taken the Curve brand and they've just marketed the hell out of it. That's it. What's really worrying is in a year's time, there's only a box that says device on it. Yeah. Tim Cook is under pressure to decide what to do with Apple's $100 billion. They've got a lot of money sat in the bank and no one knows where it is. It's this big sump of cash that's just there. It's an island. It's like a Bond villain's island and Tim Cook owns it. The investors are getting upset, as might they would, because of course they want a big divvy and they should have a huge one now based on the fact they put so much into Apple, and something's going to have to happen. One of the things Tim is doing is giving you some money off if you're an Apple employee. If you're an Apple employee, you're going to get $500 off the price of a Mac and $250 off the price of an iPad. That makes it extremely cheap. That's probably down near to where a market cost would be for a local supplier. Go and get one. I would. If you know anyone that works for Apple, now's the time. Now, Macworld iWorld is on, of course, at the moment. Hello, Paul Kent. How are you doing? And it looks fantastic. There's no official word from Apple, as far as I can tell, that they're even acknowledging that Macworld's taking place. It's for your frigging product, Tim. Western Digital's MyBook, though, is probably the star of the show. It looks gorgeous. It's fine and dandy. I saw a video of it linked up to something, and the speeds, oh, the speeds are unbelievable. It's well worth the money. Go get it. Student-friendly Lenovos are going to be out there for $429. The ThinkPad X130e is now available. It looks rather nice, actually, I've got to say. If you like the old MacBooks, the black one or the white one, it kind of harks back to the black one a little bit. It's got a rubberized bumper around the top cover, so it's hard-wearing. You can throw it in your satchel or your bag and bang it around at school, and it won't make any difference. Specs are all right as well. 11 inches, so it's very good. Now, if you're a Grand Theft Auto 3 lover on iOS or Android device, then you'll know everything I'm about to talk about. What a fantastic game that is. However, if you were using a Transformer Prime, you couldn't get it. Well, that's been rectified, thank you. Rockstar have managed to push out a version that means that you can go and get the fantastic game and play it if you've got one of those phones. I've never even heard of that phone before today, honestly. And the nanny state-loving tree huggers are out telling you that using a tablet could harm your health. Yes, if you sit too close to your tablet, you're going to go cross-eyed and your tongue's going to swell in your mouth. No, they're not, of course. What they're saying is ergonomics experts associated with the US health officials, the Harvard School of Public Health and Microsoft and the Brigham and Women's Hospital have said that if you sit using tablets for too long, you could hurt your neck and back. There's lots of you can do sitting down with your head bent forwards that'll hurt your neck and back, but I can't talk about them on here. And finally, teens have photographed a Lego man. Yes, two Canadian 17-year-olds have got a Lego man and they've super glued him to a gangplank and they've put him on a styrofoam box with three cameras and let him off into the big cold void. He went up to the edge of space for $400 and back again. So there you go, cheap space travel is viable if you're a Lego figure. He was carrying a Canadian flag as well. Pictures are really good. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We are going to be back at 2 o'clock for the photo show with me and Alex and possibly one other. And then we're going to be back with the Max show at 3:30 with a live report from Chris Forsman and a live report from Don McAllister. And I've got no idea who else is coming. We'll have to see who turns up, eh? Have a good day. Thanks for listening.